Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Chav Vav, talking about washing oneself on Shabbos. And we begin with the very last word on Kuf Samach Aleph Omud Beis, with the Mechaber in Siftes. And the Mechaber writes, Mutter Lirchotz Panov Yodov Viraglov. One is permitted to wash one's face, hands, or feet on Shabbos, Bidvarim She'enon Mashirin Seyar. You're allowed to wash your hands, feet, or face on Shabbos with something that will be potentially, but not definitively, going to remove the hair with something that definitely will not remove the hair. And one has to be careful, the Mechaber tells us, you have to be careful that the majority of the item that you're washing with over here isn't something that will remove the hair. Now, what exactly are we talking about over here? We know that, of course, removing the hair on Shabbos is not allowed. So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chaf Hei, Hainu afilu yesh lo zaka. Number one, this is true even if somebody has a beard. V'hu adin saroshu, and also on the hair on your head if it's going to get wet. Ach shelo yischotem ach harichitzoso. But one has to be very careful that one does not go and squeeze out the hair after his washing of it. Deirshu footnote number 26 says, we just learned in yesterday's shir that one is not allowed to bathe in the river or in a mikvah because one may come to go and squeeze out his hair. So how come here it's allowed? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains that somebody dafka rochatzim benahar o bemikvah shirogilim lisrot esaseir ulhotzi samayim lachutz, somebody who's definitely going to be soaking wet coming out of the river or out of the mikvah, and he's going to have to go and squeeze his hair possibly, and the water will go outside his body, plus other reasons that we discussed as well. So for that reason, the rabbis were gozer in that situation not to go and wash in a river or in a mikvah. But when you're just washing your face, for example, or your hands or your beard in a sink, so therefore the normal situation is that you don't necessarily squeeze out the water from your beard or your hair, and therefore ein b'kach iser, just should be careful not to go and specifically squeeze out the water from your hair, your beard, towards the outside. The issue foot number 27 adds that we said over here that you're not allowed to go squeeze out hair. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is medayik over here, shelo osru, the iser is to squeeze out the hair, but to just touch the wet hair, that's not an iser at all. As opposed to what we previously learned in Simen Shin Aleph, where we said a wet garment, you're not even allowed to touch because we're concerned you'll squeeze it. Here, we're not concerned that if you touch your hair, you may come to squeeze it. And that brings us to the interesting question, how do you dry yourself off on Shabbos? So, Ben Ishchai writes, Shelo yinag bein b'koach, you can't wipe yourself, dry yourself with a towel in a very heavy-handed way. But you should do it lightly, benachas, lat, a little bit at a time, so you're not actually squeezing it, until all the water, so to say, is absorbed into the towel, and you haven't squeezed it out of your hair. And this is also the opinion of the Ksos HaShulchan and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. He also brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita, Shaniach es hamageves al haseir. You place the towel on your hair, however, don't really press on it at all, let the water just get absorbed into the towel on its own. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita states, in the name of his father, the great Stipler Gaon, she'ein lagas b'seir klal. You shouldn't touch the hair at all because you're going to end up squeezing it out. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman says, im hamayim nivloim miyad b'toch hamageves, if the water will be immediately absorbed into the towel and it doesn't even get seen visibly outside from your hair into the towel, so then there is no iser in wiping your hair and your face in these situations, but you should be careful that the water doesn't absorb so much into the towel that there would be a concern that you may come to squeeze out the towel. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav explains that you can't use depilatory type agents that will remove the hair. Rotz Lomar, She'enam Vadai Mashirim. Obviously, we aren't talking about where it's definitely going to remove hair, because that would be usur. Aftalof Amim, Heim Gam Kei Mashirim. Even if it's an agent that normally doesn't remove hair, but sometimes it does, so you're allowed to use that if it's mixed with something that definitely doesn't remove hair. Kivan, dehu eino miskavin lazeh, since you're certainly not interested in this, all you're interested in over here is taking this material, this chemical, whatever it is, ela letzachzich asmovad, you just want to wash yourself with this chemical, with this type of a soap, and we hold in this situation, it's not a psik reisha, v'kaim alon, krebi shimon, de dover shem miskavin mutter, and since you have no intention, and it's definitely not going to occur, it may sometimes occur, but it definitely doesn't occur, it's not a psik reisha, and you have no intention for this hair to come out, and we pass on like krebi shimon, that it's something that you had no intention for, that's not a psik reisha, is permissible. Sivkot and Chalm Zayin. He says, however, you have to be careful that the majority isn't this agent that could pull out the hair. The majority has to be something that doesn't pull out the hair. And the reasoning behind this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam, the Oz Psik Reishu. If the majority is something that could pull out the hair, then it becomes like a Psik Reisha, the Oz Mishum Gozes, and that's forbidden because of cutting your hair. Avshinam Miskavin, even though you say, I don't have any interest in the hair being cut, that would certainly be still also Lekulayama. Everybody would hold that that's not permissible. Since we just discussed in Dirshu footnote number 26, the concept again of not bathing in a river or in a mikvah, we can go take a look at Dirshu footnote number 25, which is technically from yesterday's year, but since we just touched upon, again, bathing in a river or in a mikvah, we said that's not allowed. So here we're talking about what happens if somebody needs to tovel himself in a mikvah. So Dayan Weiss sets out, in the Shelut Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak brings down, Shemutu lahatil agufo tes kavim b'shabbos. If there is no mikvah, you can pour the 9 kavim that some people have the custom of doing to fulfill Takanas Ezra. They pour on themselves a certain amount of water in order to be yotzei the concept, at least of Takanas Ezra, to allow you to go and learn Torah. And even the Vilna Gaon, whose shita was, we had discussed, sha'asu l'bal keri litvol b'shabbos b'shub shenira kimisaki, who holds that a bal keri should not go to the mikvah on Shabbos because that could appear to be like you're fixing yourself, now you're making yourself no longer a bal keri. Even the Vilna Gaon would say that when you pour the tes kavim on yourself on Shabbos, that's permissible because that doesn't appear to be misakin, because certainly the 10 kavim doesn't natara somebody from tumas keri. All it does is permit you to learn Torah, according to the shita that it says that you're not allowed to learn Torah without at least the tes kavim being poured upon you. Now, Lemaisi brings down what should one do about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. So he brings down from Rav Sternbuch Shlita in the Tshuvos V'Nehagos. This is also brought down in the Sefer Midas, which quotes with certainty that the Chofetz Chaim went to the mikvah on Shabbos. And this is also the opinion of Rav Bengis Zatzal, one of the great Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, that Rav Chaim V'Lozhiner Zatzal also went to the mikvah on Shabbos. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Shaholu Tvilas Ezra Nitzreches Ma'od Lifnei HaTvila, since many people are makbid to go to the mikvah before they daven, Roy Litvo B'Shabbos and Mitvah B'Shabbos. Certainly if you became Tommy Carey, you had relations with your wife on Friday night, so then you can go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. And there's also the opinion of Rav Azaz Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi. And he brings down that the Stipe Lagon would also go to the mikvah, even though his brother-in-law, the Chazon Ish, did not go to the mikvah to do Tfilas Ezra on Shabbos, following the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Nevertheless, he was not makbid to not allow people to use the mikvah in his house, and his own brother-in-law, the Stipler, and his nephew, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, would go and use the mikvah in the Chazon Ish's house on Shabbos without the Chazon Ish protesting. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Mutr lirchotz yodav b'mursan. A person is allowed to go and wash his hands with a bran-like substance on Shabbos. We previously learned, and you can see here in the issue, footnote number 28, that this mursan is something that's made up from the waste product that's left after you strain wheat, and you have the bran left up on the top of the strainer. In any event, one is allowed to go and wash his hands with this mursan on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nechavches, and likewise one can wash his face, not only his hands, even though he has a beard. And the reason behind it is the mursan who dover she'ein masher seyer, because this mursan, this brand, doesn't pull out the hair, and therefore you can use it as a cleaning agent over here to wipe your face, to wash your face, or to wash your beard. But one should be careful. Don't go and put the bran into water, because then you have a concern of kneading it, of lisha, which would be a separate iser. What should you do? Go and take your hands, which are wet, and dip them into the bran, and then go and wash your face or your hands with that, and that's allowed. You're still doing kneading in that way. But the bran over here will mix a little bit with the water that's on your hand. Then won't that be kneading it? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, ein lochosh, that we don't have to be concerned about, because that is called the gibul kilachar yadu. That's an abnormal shinui dika way of doing kneading, and that is permissible. And that's in fact what the Ramah says now. The Ramah writes over here, haga de gibul kilachar yad shari, because mixing in a non-normal way, in a shin or dika way, is allowed, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues over here. That's exactly what the Ramah is talking about. V'zehu shemesayim haRamah. The Ramah is telling us over here. V'yafo pishyesh lahachmir shalol gabel afilu ayadei shinui b'Shabbos. Even though we normally don't allow you to go and need something even with the shinui on Shabbos, unless elo imkein nosan hamayim erev Shabbos, unless you put the water there on Erev Shabbos, and you're only stirring it on Shabbos with a shinoi. That's what we talked about in greater detail in Simen Shin Chav Dalet, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says. We discussed this already. Kmoshen is bar, but Simen Shin Chav Dalet. Nevertheless, over here, it's allowed to wash your hands that are wet with the bran. You're not putting the water directly on the mursin. You're taking the mursin with your wet hands. That would be permissible in the shinui fashion. The Ramah continues now, and he writes, he brings down from the Ogur that one is not allowed to go and wash his hands in salt, not salt water, but using salt. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkov and Chav Tes, Hatam Kilikame. The reasoning is, as will be explained, the Ayidei Ruchitzaso, when you're going and washing your hands with the salt, Nima Chamela, the salt will dissolve. The Nolad Dover Chodosh, the Domilim Locha, and it comes, so to say, a new entity, and therefore it appears like you're doing work on the salt. However, but to go and wash your hands in salt water, that is permitted. Everybody would say that that's good. We already discussed this over there, and he tells us to look over there, Ayin Sham, and Dirshu footnote number 29 reminds us of our conversation over there. He explains, we permitted you to put even a lot of salt into water, and then go and wash your hands over there. After the salt is dissolved in the water, you can go and wash your hands in that salty water. However, you just have to be careful. Don't make it too strong by putting in 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. That's too salty. And the reasoning is that we brought that over there because that then would be as if you're making murias lichbosh bo dogim, making some sort of a brine to go and pickle fish, or that would be also something that would look like tanning. But if you don't make it very salty, it's permissible to wash your hands in the salt water. The Ramah continues and he says, in addition to not being allowed to wash your hand in salt, he says, v'kol shekein, you certainly can't wash your hand beboris, shekorin zayf. You're not allowed to go and wash with a soap that's called the zayf, soap. It's called zayf in Lashon Ashkenaz, and soap, boris, or sabon, as you can see in Tirgum Os 1 over here, it's not allowed to be using soap on Shabbos as well. And this is brought down from the Binyan Zev. Now, he says you're also not allowed to use O Bishar Chalev, or any other fatty, greasy type of a substance, Sheni Moach HaYodav, that will melt into your hand, so to say, it will dissolve, and this is a problem to have a Nolad. You're creating a new entity over here. And he brings this issue down for the Mordechai, as well as the Smag, and the Agos Maimonios, and the Tur. Now, we have to understand this a little bit better. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed explains that when you make this new entity over here, Vidomi, it is analogous to Lerisuk Sheleg Uborit. We had previously said you're not allowed to crush snow or hail on Shabbos. Shinizbor Le'el B'simin Shinchof She'osur Gam Kimitam Zeh. The reasoning is similar over there, that you're creating a new entity. Dirshu footnote number 30 adds from Simen Shin Chav Ches, which we'll learn in a few days, Shehu Adin She'ein Losuch B'Shemen Korish. You likewise can't go and wash your hands in a congealed type of oil, Mishum Shedom El Chelev, because that's very analogous and similar over here to this Chelev that you're not allowed to wash in, because when you wash with it, it's going to change and melt and it'll become a new entity. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ayin in the Morgan Avroam, Shekosa B'Shem Shulte Giborim. There are those that are more lenient over here and allow you, in fact, to go and wash your hands with these types of materials. Why? The Sirulahu, because they hold the Mashashu Chazal, that which Chazal forbade, Lerasek Sheleg Ubarad, that which the rabbi said, don't go and crush the snow or the hail, Hu Mishum Gezeras Schitas Peiro, so Omdim Lamashkin. That's a corollary, a tolda over here, that you're not allowed to go and crush fruit, squeeze out fruit, in order to get the juices. So too, you can't squeeze out the snow or the hail in order to get liquid. Shav hasheleg v'habarad l'mei meyan en omdim, because the purpose of crushing it is to get some sort of a liquid. Therefore, the imkain boris, however, the soap, ushar chelev, or these other greasy, schmaltzy types of items, she'en en omdim l'mashkin, nobody is squeezing into their juices. Therefore, that would be mutar l'chatchila, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ayin in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Shekosav, the boris, the soap over here, Shalonu, our soap nowadays, she rakud, it's much softer, l'kuli ama osur. Here's a separate Yisrael over here. Why? Mishum memachik, because you're going to go and smooth it out over here. Uchein ma di'isul inyin shaiva, b'simin shin yudalit, sif yudalit, ayin sham, which we said is not good as well. because of the concern of mamachik, of smoothing it out. So therefore, when you take a bar of soap and you wash yourself with it, you are going to be over smoothing it out, and that's not allowed. That he also says, it's also a problem of smearing over here, and umemachek, and smoothing it out. And this is an issur d'oraisa, v'hav melacha, and since it's a psik reisha that it will happen, it certainly is osur, v'hu pashut, and it's clear and obvious that you can't do this. And the Mishnah Berurah continues to bring down the words of the Sefer Divrei Menachem, and he says, v'yesh lahazir ha'omazem ma'od. You have to go and let the populace know, let the Jewish people know that this is forbidden. And this concludes, ad kan l'shono, this concludes the words of the Divrei Menachem. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, well, avad kozeh, besides all this, mashma v'rashi daf nun amud beis, the boris mashir haser. It says, separate to this concern of smoothing it out or smearing it, there's a concern that you're actually removing the hair with this, and this is also the opinion of the Ran, the king kos of Iran, v'cheinu minu ko yisrael l'hach mevzeh. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, we are very strict and don't allow one to wash oneself with soap on Shabbos. The issue foot number 32 brings the very interesting question, what about liquid soap? Today, we have bars of soap, but many, many, many people are using liquid soap. So, the issue foot number 32 brings down, in regards to this shimush besabo nosli, this liquid soap. So, the Ketzosa Shulchan brings down, even though when you wash yourself with this liquid soap, you're creating a foam, ain bekach mishum isim molad or nolad. That's not a problem of nolad. Mishum shaketzef ain no nidon kedover sheish b'mamish, because this foam is essentially not really substantive. Since whole achar shah, after a little bit of time, namasu will dissolve b'mayim omeyel by its own or with water, and therefore he paskes you can use liquid soap on Shabbos. And this is also the opinion of Eliyashiv Zatzal shekvari tiras adover, that the previous gedolim have already permitted this. Even if it's a thicker type of soap, nevertheless, Rav Eliyashiv says that this thicker liquid soap is also mutul lishtamish bo. However, the Gadol HaDor Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe took a much stricter opinion, and he writes, "Sha'av shahar b'noagim lahatir lishtamish b'sabo nosli." Even though I'm aware, Rav Moshe says that there are many opinions that state that you can use liquid soap on Shabbos. Rav Moshe was of the opinion that one should be strict and not use liquid soap on Shabbos. Why? Mishum shehu mishpashet, because it spreads out. Because it does make a foam over here, and that is much more than there is previously, and therefore the yesh b'kach mishum chashash memachik. And you have to be concerned over here that you are smoothing it out. Rav Blumenkin Zatzal, in the famous book that he puts out every year on the items that are permissible or not permissible for Pesach, he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Zatzal, as watering down the liquid soap greatly and allowing it to be used if it was watered down. In any event, the footnote finishes off and brings down from Nissan Karlitz Shlita, who says, Shekivin shlo is bar b'shulchan aruch, ma hashiur v'hagvul shel dover of sheyesh bo isim areach, since we don't have a clear-cut definition of what is considered thick or thin liquid soap, yesh lahachmi b'saba nosli avokitzas. One should be careful about not using somewhat thickened liquid soaps. And again, the suggestion is made to dilute them to the point where you definitely would not call it a thick soap, and that would certainly be permissible by most, if not all, of the poskim. With that, we conclude today's shiur.